Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm returning a request for callback from customer support.
Okay. I got y'all taking money out of my check. What's this for?
Service quite a few different products, sir. I'll be happy to pull up any information. Could I have your name and zip code?
My name is Maurice Hammer, H-A-M-E-R. My zip code is 27292. This is about the adult products.
What products?
Well, let me know what I'm supposed to be paying for.
Happy to do so. Just got to find it. Give me 1 second.
All right.
All right, Mr. Hammer, and for security on what I found, please confirm a good shipping address to match that zip code.
111 North Carolina Avenue, apartment 408, Lexington, North Carolina, 27292.
Well, thank you so much. What I found here is a line of male wristwatches. This was all started back in March on the 7th, where that first one was ordered through a customer support survey online. Looks like you paid $727 for the shipping and handling.
I thought I got, what you called it off of there? Okay. But that's what it was supposed to be, one price and one price only, because I supposed to get a laptop.
We definitely don't have any laptops, sir. This is for a male wristwatch. Do you remember authorizing the 727 shipping and handling back in March?
Okay, that was a one-time thing for 727. So now, you know what? Take me off that. Take me off that. I'm taking you off my back. You ain't going to do this no more with me. Y'all say one price, and then in a little bitty words, y'all take money out every goddamn month. No. See, that's bait and switch, like.
Well, my apologies if the time wasn't taken.
And I can't get my money back, right?
Review the terms of service. I would like to offer a 50% discount towards any future item.
I don't want nothing else from y'all. When y'all do stuff like that, y'all gonna give me a 50% discount, then take out more later on. No.
But no worries. I'll get it canceled for you. This will prevent all future shipments and billings effective immediately.
What shipments? I ain't got no shipments. I ain't getting nothing in the mail last month.
You are correct.
I haven't received one damn thing.
Sir, that confirms delivery on March 13th.
It cost $12. Because I gave that watch with my daughter.
Okay. And the one you're currently speaking about is currently in transit, sir. That's why you haven't received it. But I do have it canceled for you, and I need to give you a confirmation number for your records.
Let me get my money back.
Well, we don't accept returns, unfortunately. Typically, we do have a strict no-refund policy, but I'm happy to reach out to our billing department and see what I can do for you.
I got a question. Okay. So they're sending me another watch. That's what you say.
Yes, it was billed on May 1st.
Yeah, but please get me off that. I don't want nothing else from y'all. I don't want to be on your list, but nothing else. I promise y'all.
I already have it canceled, sir, and I'm going to give you that confirmation that that has been done. I'm currently reaching out to our billing department for you to see what I'm authorized to do on your charge.
Okay.
Thank you. And Mr. Hammer, they said on the misunderstanding what we can do for you, being as it's currently in transit, we just can't stop it from reaching you. But we can apply that same offer we had for future items back to May 1st billing, and it's going to refund you $49, which should post back into your bank account within about 3 to 5 business days.
Well, all right. What's the number you're going to give me?
1 second. I'll get that for you. All right. So that number is C as in Charlie. 321-6901.
C as in Charlie. 321-6901.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. So I'm supposed to get $49 back, and y'all won't take nothing else off my account, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. And again, the refund at max will take 3 to 5 business days.
All right, I'll be calling to check and see if it comes.
All right. Is there anything else for you?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support.